Morning. Have you just
Good morning.
I couldn't get in.
Yeah, just started.
Have you just? Okay, I printed off the sheet just now.
Bernard, have you got the Rambam?
Yeah, I'm just opening it up.
Okay, that's it. Okay, so they're just going to bring some up from downstairs. Some more Rambams. In the meantime, I guess we can give it a start. Today's share is going to be on the Rambam, going to the sugyas that we learned recently. So the Rambam's on the sugyas stuff, Yudam and Aleph and Amid Beis. So it starts off like this. You know, before I start, the first time I'm going to share with you a vault. We have a few minutes there till everyone comes. I'm going to share with you a vault. This vault, this kablan, the person who's putting out this polypath in my garden, he is a Sephardi Jew, and he told me this vault. It's amazing. He says, you know, it's nothing to do with anything, but it's an amazing vault. He says, you know that Michal Bashol made the sonnets about David HaMelech. He was dancing like, he said, hey, she was upset with him. He said, you made a mockery. He said, you look the sugar. Dancing like that, not covered for a king to dance like that. So she got an Einish. Her Einish was that the day she gave birth, she wasn't there for children, and the day she gave birth, she died. So where is the Midah connected Midah between telling off Sabda Melech for dancing like that and the fact that she wasn't there for children and she died the day she had children? So he said like this. He said he heard it from someone, I don't know who it's from. But he said, you know, what was Sabda Melech telling her? He said, you know, if you see parents had kids, newly married, newly raised kids, a new birth, and if you would just ignore the child and just look at the parents, you see parents who are making funny noises and putting funny faces, and they don't have sugar. They just don't have sugar. If you would ignore the child, if you see the child that you know, say that that's why they're doing it. But if you ignore the fact of the child, you just focus on the parents, they look absolutely sugar. So David the Medical is saying, I'm dancing and you're saying I'm looking at sugar. You're saying I'm looking at sugar dancing like that. But that's because you're just looking at me and not looking at the Beit HaMikdash. You look at the arm like an arm. The arm that came back, if you're looking at that, then you put the two together, you understand me, don't look at Meshuggah anymore. So because she was complaining about Meshuggah without focusing on the other side, so she wasn't Zoycha to see that Meshuggah. She wasn't Zoycha to be that point of acting Meshuggah on the one side of the equation. Very sweet one. My God. Okay, I'll tell it to you after. So here you go. Let's start. Oh, I've got her. You got her? I'm not
just doing the alphabet.
Oh, Beth. Yeah, I think. You've got two others.
I think there's an alphabet.
No, you've got two others.
Right. So Beth here and Olive?
Oh, one thing. This is one. Okay. Yeah. Chometz Matzah. Say, Beit, you have it. Chometz Matzah is, you know what Zmanim is? Zmanim, you have Zmanim in your hand. So Zmanim starts off with Hilchot Shabbos. Hilchot Erevin, Hilchot Yom Kippur, Hilchot Yom Tov, and then Hilchot Chometz Matzah. Keep going. Are you saying Beit? There's a comment to Matthew, Beit.
Shabbos, what?
Amen. Shabbos is also. Okay, comment to Matthew, Beit. We're going to learn together from Zion. Beit Zion. Amen. You have it in front. Beit Zion. Bob. Ein Choshin. Now we're just going to go through it and we'll see our Oris as we go along. Have our Oris come out. Ein Choshin, Shema Gira, Chul, Vachomit, Lemokim, Shema Chisim, Vachomit. Harry Bernard, do you have that one? Did I send that one out in email?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, very good. Ein Choshin, Shema, we don't need to be Choshin, so maybe
maybe a achbo, a chulda, drank from it, lemokoy she'ein machnisin boichomet, to a place where they don't store generally a chomet. You don't have to be chayshis about it. She'ein nochus, if you are going to be chayshis, then you buy the bayis, she'nochus, you buy the bayis, you're going to be chayshis, you take it from bayis to bayis, which really means from room to room, nochus me'ir le'ir, you have to be chayshis also from city to city, the end is all the place, and there's no end to such a concern. So now this is a good reminder. So this halacha, if you remember, we had in the Gemara, the beginning, the very beginning, in Chayshin, they took chometz to mock and mock it. So we had the question that in the base already, we saw that you don't need to check it, at least that you don't bring chometz in. Right? So we don't need the mission from the test. So one shot was that in Achanami, where only the chiddush of this Mishnah is that in all places you took it to a place that you generally do use for chometz. A place that you don't normally use for chometz, so the Achbar is not going to take it there because he doesn't normally store food there, he doesn't normally see food there, so he's not going to take the chometz there. But the chiddush of Daf Tes is that when not even chayshish is going to take it to a place where they generally do so chayshish. You don't have to be chayshish for that. But the Rambam is not running on that. The Rambam said, you have the Gemara with you? I've got to move my Gemara. Sorry.
The first place to ask this. First places are,
we know it already from the pulled up base.
Pulled up base, the base says you don't need to check a place, you don't normally bring chomet, so obviously you're not concerned about Hamorim going to that place.
One time that we said the place of the Rosh said that the chiddush of that test is that even places generally they store chomet, that's a place where Hamorim might take chomet, because they take it to their usual, but there's normally a chomet. And you still don't need to be a chiddush with. And that base is talking about places where you don't normally store chomets, and therefore, you don't have to worry that Achbar went to that place. But Tosfos didn't know like that. Tosfos is a different term. Tosfos says, you know what, the Beis would say, he's talking about a place where Chulda and Avadus don't go. He would have said, the Beis is don't need to check, it's talking about places where there's no Chulda. Well, Chulda and Avadus can't get in there. But the Beis is saying, even though Chulda could get in there, you don't need to be a Chayshish for it.
Each one place.
No, the basis is telling me places where you need to check. And the test is telling me that you don't need to be worried about those places that need to be checked, where they're miskalkal and it's there during the bezika. Right, that's the test. So this Rambam is going like Jesus, that the chiddush of the test on an aleph is that you don't need to be concerned, they'll take chametz to a place that you don't normally keep chametz.
What I'm asking about is the explanation for the reason that the mission is going out of its way and time. The
reason
why not
is
because if we have to go to business and
this,
and I'm not understanding what the logic is, just because I would have to exert myself more in this
situation, why is that? Right, so we explained that, and Bachon Wasserman spoke out. Riyati just asking that, why is Chazal holding up? Why is Pshat in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say, because you can't do it, therefore you don't need to do it? So we said that when Chazal were Machayev Tikkus Chometz, so the point of the Bikkur Chometz was therefore to negate the risk of chometz, right? Now if it would be that concern would never be mekuyim, that means the concern that there might still be chometz there, that level of concern, you're going to be concerned about chometz, animals bringing in from house to house, if you're going to be concerned for that, then they'll never achieve what they wanted to achieve, right? So it can't be, therefore, that they said you have to be concerned with such a concern. Either could have said, yeah, but where you can help it, you should help it. But no, with Takanat Chazal, since it's the Rabbanon, they had a goal to achieve, and if that achievement wouldn't have been possible, then they would never have mechayev us to reach that goal, to try and get that goal. And therefore, they said, okay, so that's the first halacha in the Rambam. Halacha Zayin. Then it carries on. Botak Leil Arbo Asa. V'niach Esa Chalis. On the night of the 14th, you checked and you found, you placed 10 chalis there. Umat Tatesha. And then you found 9. So what's going to be the halacha if you found 9?
Rabbi,
how many have to look for? Right? Faith is so that it's only if they're tied together. If they weren't tied together, then what? You just need to look for one. Right, so let's see the Rambam. Bodak, Leila Ba'osa, V'niach Esa Chalit, U'motza Teisha, Ha'izeh Choshesh, V'tzoch Livzak Pam Shnia, Sha'gir Gira Chuldo, V'achkum V'vad. You'll definitely have to search again, because certainly something happened there. One's missing. You have to search again. He didn't tell us how much you have to search when you give up on searching. No, he didn't tell us. He just said you've got Chiv Bedika again. Why does the Rambam put these two halachas together? They're very far away in the Gemara. Why are they both in halachas Zayin? In the Gemara, they require distance from one another. One's up Tesla, one's up Yudam Aleph. But the point is, the Gemara of Tesla, they spoke this out, that although generally we're not chayshish for a chulda, but if you know he took it, then you are chayshish. Yeah, the Gemara of Tesla, they ask the kasha. How can you tell me we're not chayshish for a chulda? It says you have to hide away the chometz you find during the Likas Fomer, because maybe a holder will take it. That happens now, we're not patients, you see we are patients. And one of the truths was that Rabbah said, you know what, because maybe you'll have 10, and in the morning you'll find only 9, and that way you know that a holder took it. Although we're not patients for holder, but if it's vada, if good, if gear a holder after the vada, if it definitely took it, then you definitely have to be concerned. So that's the Rambam putting it all together here. But to answer the question of the Gemara hasn't done that on Daf Tet. Yes, the God of Tet, the Mishnah Daf Tet says you're not gracious, but yet the Mishnah Daf Yud on the day, which we haven't learned yet, so the Gemara Daf Tet brought it, says we are gracious, to make up your mind. Are we gracious? We're not gracious. The answer is, in a case where we know for sure it happened, then we're gracious for it. Otherwise, we're not gracious for it. Daniel, it's clear?
Yeah, Rabbi, thank you.
Good, excellent. Ches. Ches. Alok ha-ches. V'chein imra achbo, shenichlis ha-bayis v'chomitz v'piv. And achbo, you saw achbo going into the house. No. Acha b'dika, after the b'dika. So now what do you have to do? What's that offer? If you see an apple going in the house, obviously you have to look for it, right? That's not chiddush. So then the question here, apple piece of matzah pirurin, then tabai, even though you found pirurin there, ain't no rim, kva ochal oise akas, the mokim there. We don't say it's been eaten, the hari ha pirurin, and these are the crumbs, and the chayshashin shema henicho boch bechoy or bechaloy, we say, no, that these crumbs from something else. These crumbs come from something else. And if you have to check again. Okay, so he's saying that we know that these crumbs, why don't we say that these crumbs come from the mouth? Because the mouth doesn't need crumbs, like the Gemara says, of you, the
question is, what is he defining to win?
Oh, man. Okay, so yeah. We're going to see. That's another oh, fantastic question. Very good. Should I have a for that?
Can you repeat the question then?
Sure. Everyone's up there, Kasha, that the Gemara said that Achborim don't leave crumbs without any Rambams.
Yeah.
The Gemara is saying that Achborim don't leave crumbs, and yet the Gemara of Tes Amid Aleph says that in as much that if there's Achborim eats up all the meat, they do need other fruits. Bread they do need them. Meat they will they'll eat up.
I don't think they leave crumbs. Then they eat all.
Rivava, right? The Gemara says, Mal bebasa, or belechem. Bebasa le mishaya, belechem mishaya. It's afraid of the kasha is a kasha. He's just passing on to the kasha is a good kasha and it's meant to be off. Afraid of the kasha, the upset on the lamb, he said, it's 2 liters of bread. So how can you say on the head, there's only a little crumb? This kasha is off by the Rishayim. Off by, I think it was a upset. And I think he says, I can check up. I think he said the teret that Yossi just said. Let's see if I can find it. That there's a difference. If they're eating a piece of bread, they'll eat the whole thing. They're only ever crumbs. Whenever they start eating, they'll finish. But if there's bread dotted around the house, they won't start eating. They might store away some. Me, they'll eat up. The bread, they can store it. If they started eating, whatever they eat, they'll finish off eating. I think I made a pair of that. One of these shaving kids. It's a good cast, and that's the test that I can answer. Very good. Okay. Bernard, do you have the cast, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't
follow it.
Yeah, I heard it, yeah. Come on, you.
Over the cast again, it's a Rom's cast. Rav's kasha was and Rav's shishai. He said that how can the Gemara say that testament based? Tap Yudam is based. How can the Gemara say that Achbarim don't leave over crowns? It says clearly in the testament Aleph that Achbarim leave over bread. That's the kasha. The answer, which I seem to recall it to have been a parent, but it's also one of the other Rishonim, said that once they start eating a particular food, they won't leave over the crowns. But it definitely will be pieces that they won't touch, they're storing away for later. And that is the concern of that test of that. The test of that says you have to look for chomet because it could be that they store it away for later. The Yodam and based on that, when you find crumbs, you now would say that the crumbs are from that loaf of bread. No, they can't be from that loaf of bread because you wouldn't have left over the crumbs. And the Picha Chayza Obeidek says the Raman Vaita, Ches, we're up to base Ches, the middle. If he doesn't find anything, he has to check the whole house. And if you find that piece, then you don't need to do a bedikah. If he didn't find the piece, you have to do a proper bedikah on the whole house. If you find the piece, then you can be maker and not do any more than bedikah. So how, what do you mean here? What do you mean if you find the piece, you don't need to do bedikah?
Sounds
like you need to,
you
don't have to
complete
the piece
that you
started,
because you found something
you can stop in the second
circle, you
stop.
Is he holding like Reb Shimon Gamliel or like Rebbe? Rebbe. Sounds like Rebbe.
Sounds like red. Except that the Rambam here says in Motza Uysoi Hapas Shendotla Afra. That same piece. If you recognize that piece, then you don't need to do a bdika. Even Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree to that. Right? But even that piece, I don't need to be concerned if that piece right in is another piece. No, because Ein Choshin Shemagor Chulda. But if I found that piece, I know it's that piece, and it could be, even if Shimon Gamliel would agree that it is okay.
Could be.
I can sure. I can tell you a case. I can make a case.
That wasn't the second thing.
No, that's okay. You're right. It is a case to make, not but Lachay, you're right. Right. Okay, but we'll see in Alach Yud Aleph, there we'll see how we pass the Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel. Alright? So that was Halacha Ches. What was Halacha Ches? You saw that Achba went in, and there's crumbs. It's not, you can't say you found it. And you have to keep going. Right? Just keep going. Right. If you know that was the piece, then everything's okay. Halacha Ches. Ra'a Tinoik. Shenicha Savayiz Boduk. You saw a child going into a check town. Or the other kick on, and he was holding a loaf of bread. Benefes acharav or matzah piruim, and you found crumbs.
You don't need to do any more bedikah. Shechel kosei she'ochlo. Then the chazake that he ate it. And these are crumbs that fell from it v'shasachila while he was eating. Why? Shebechatinek lefari v'shasachilot. It's normal for a child to crumb while eating. Vein dech achbo lefari, but it's not normal for an achbo to crumb. So, how does he learn? How does the Rambam learn when it comes to finding crumbs? Remember, Jesus said that you can only be mako if you find the amount of crumbs that make up the loaf of bread. Have you got a raya whether the Rambam agrees or disagrees to that?
Yes.
What's your raya?
That he's saying that these crumbs are just remnants here.
If
the kid ate it, then there's no way
that he's right. Going to eat it. It's a chiddush. If you find crumbs, that's a gilui that was eaten, and you don't have to worry about anything. That's how you learn by achbar as well. By achbar, if he would, if achbarim do make crumbs, then even if it's not connected to the whole of it, because we can take on achbar etzim. But just because achbarim don't make crumbs, and therefore we know that achbarim didn't eat it, and therefore you still have to look for it.
Well, after achbarim, once they start eating it, they finish, they don't leave over crumbs.
Right, that's what we're saying. Since achbarim don't leave over, therefore we know this isn't from that loaf of bread. Right, so that's another chiddush coming up in the Rambam, brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. It's machleika. This halacha, in brought down in Shulchan Aruch, about if you find crumbs after kid took it, Machleik is brought down, whether it's Cheneged, the whole loaf of bread, which is like Pesach, or like a Rambam, even find some crumbs, it's also good enough. If you don't find any crumbs, you have to do a bedikah. You have to do a bedikah. You see from the Rambam, by the way, that then if, even though it's a subject, perhaps the child ate it, perhaps the child ate it, we still don't say, okay, it doesn't matter, stop it, don't bother the Kura. No? If you know for sure, something makes me about that, if you know for sure that a child brought in chametz into the house, right? If you don't find crumbs, you can't be made of. Can't be made of something makes me about that. If you don't find crumbs. The 9 and 1 and the Achbar took it. This is the first Pitzkei Halachos that we learned. We don't know if he took Chometz or Matzah. The Nichon Sabah is Bodo. So, you have to check the house. So, Kol, Kavua, Kemechta. You have to check the house. Kol, Kavua, Kemechta, Mechta. Raman's learning. So here, there's a Shaila, Negabe, the Dindra Bama, of Zikas Chometz. You have to check that out. Don't say you have to do Bittul. You have to check that out. The Raman's telling you, even though it's only a Safek, okay, you would have to still do a Zikas Chometz. Achon? Okay? Two was a big Chiddush, big Machlekes. We had places in the Tesam at Beit, Tosfos held, and this shayla of Sofik, there's no shayla. The Gabbai Bdikas Chometz, Avadi is Gerul Kula, stop a job on the Kula. Avadi is Gerul Kula. If you don't know Bechla, what Chometz went in, where the Chometz went in, stop a job on the Kula. And Tosfos saying the shayla was the Gabbai Achila, or the last Eden. Right? That was how Tosfos explained it. The Rambam, Zani Rashi, said no. This was a Shaila and Gabbai Bedika. And why? I stop a job on the Kula. So indeed, the Raivid, you see how Sogat's Raivid? Help you see how these things work? On the side of the Rambam, there's a Sogat's Raivid. A Sogat's Raivid, the commentary of the Raivid on the Rambam. And the Sogat's Raivid always starts off with two letters. You know which two? Every single one starts off with the Rambam, and then he starts off.
Out of. Om Avram. Every single song is on top of that. Om Avram. Avram, the rabbi's name was Avram. Quite a nice name. Om Avram. Loi mechave homilse. That's not true. Elohim Bittel. The Shaina wants to go in Bittel. Elohim Bedike. Take it to Abonanu. It's something to Abonanu. Why should it be Machmir? That was the sign of Tosfos. Right? The sign of Tosfos was that something to Abonanu should be able to be Mako. And therefore Tosfos said that we're talking about Shashis the Raisa. First Tosfos says maybe Bittel, and then Tosfos says talking about whether you can eat it. The Raisa is sounding like Tosfos. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam says even though it's something to Abonanu, you have to go to Chum. Why should that be? Why should you go to Chum if it's a topic to have one? Probably you don't know if a comment went into your house. So in Shir we gave the Mahalach, I'll feed the Ram, and Shir that's the Mahalach we went with. That since, as soon as the Akbar took the comment, there was topic then, are you allowed to eat that food? And already then you knew you're not allowed to eat that food. So the Vada is the food, went into your house. So you got Chiyu B'tikah. That's how the Ram learned it, and that the Ram learned the Mahalach as well. So, although, if you ask Hashem whether there's chomets in the house, it's only a sofik, and Hashem will obviously know, but that it's a sofik. But since, as far as Yiddishkeit is concerned, when you saw that mouse holding the chomets, you have to treat it as valei chomets, because sofik derives to the chomets, and then these valei chomets went into the house, so it's Vada Issa in your house, and you have to therefore check for Chum. That's how we explain the Gemara, the Rashi, and the Rambam. Halach Yud Aleph, Shnei Tziburim, Echad Shel Chomitz, Echad Shel Matzah. The two Tziburim, one of Chomitz and Matzah, or Shnei Matim, Echad Bodok, Echad Shein Bodok. What was it? You had two piles. This is now the second piska, yeah? Two piles, one chomet, one matzah, and two houses, one check, one not. And two achborim, a borish, and achborim, zen also chomet, zen also matzah. Pein yedei leizah bayis nichnas. We don't know which one the chomet went into. Zeshen also chomet, we don't know which one the chomet went into. V'chein! So what's that loch in that case? What's that loch of the second shayla? The green maker. V'chein, similarly, shnei batim. Bedukia, two checked houses, mitzibur echatzal chomet, and one piece of chomet, uva'achbo v'nitzel, and a mouse came and took, ve'ein yadzu'a le'ezi ba'is nechas, you don't know to which house it went into. So what's that off in that case?
Each independently, because you don't need to be able, but if they go both together at the same time to get it in, then there's machmer on both.
So it says Yeshua, the abstract is, if they come together, you have to be machmir. If they come independently, you can be maker. Well, look at the Rambam. The Rambam, we have to really skip to the end to know what the psak is. But let's just bear in mind, we'll have the Rambam passing about this. So the first shayli he said the first shayli, then he said another one. Oy, shebodak. Oy, sheyoda, oy, sheyoda, shenichlas. Le'echum mehem. V'nichlas achra v'vodak. V'lo'im ha'teklum. Oh, I knew I went in. And I searched out and I didn't find anything. So which we know is the maflekas between... I searched out and I didn't find anything. It's the maflekas between...
Oh,
Rav Meir and the Rabbon. I couldn't Rav Meir. You have to bittel. I couldn't Rabbon on. You, thank you, Mimeiko. Oh, you said, vodak v'matzakika. Or you found a loaf of bread. You know, he took in a loaf of bread, and he found a loaf of bread. Oi! He's coupling all these shinies together. Oi! Oi, of tisha, we'll go over them in a minute. Oi, she, oi, of tisha, tibun, shamatza. Ve'echot v'chomit. Obirish kikamem. And one loaf of bread separates from these nine. Ve'en yadurah, we don't know if it's chomit in matza. Uba'achba, and then a mouse came and knocked on a kick and he took the loaf of bread. Shepirish, they had already been pirish. The nichnes and ba'is bowling went into the house. The chol eilu, einoi tzarech livdoi pam shnia. In all these cases, you don't need to check again. She'ein kam kavua. So we now know the psak of the Rambam telling me, in all these cases, you can be maker. But now let's go back and see all the cases and see if we we would also agree with such a psak. So the first case is two piles of chametz, one of matzah, one of two piles, one of chametz, one of matzah, two ounces, two mice, and we said you can be made. That's very good. That's very good. We agree. Next case, two checked houses, one pile of chametz, and a mouse went into one of the houses. Says the Rambam, you can be Meikom. You agree with that? Rambam seems to be saying across the board. I didn't say only if they come independently. Rambam seems to say across the board, you can be Meikom. So the question is, if you learn the sugi, you see not like that. You learn the sugi, you see that if they come together, then you don't have to be Machmir. Right? And if they come separately, they need to be made. The Rambam doesn't say that. So what's the chance? So you see, with the Rambam, that regarding Zikas Chometz Rabbanon, you can be made even on that. Even on that, if both come together, you can be made regarding Zikas Chometz Rabbanon. That's what the Rambam.
But how can you say though that it's it's not the road, because it's a suffix,
so you can be make your suffix on bottom, but the problem is you're coming both together, you have another problem.
Right.
The Rambam is mashma, you make a look complete, even if they come together. So, the shad is wide. So you could say Rabbanon, we won't make by Rabbanon. It's much harder to say this because the problem why can't both come together is because the psak is a seer. So if it's Rabbanon, instead of psak is seer. But it's a dig in the Rambam. You might have been a menoyach here on the page and underneath the Rambam, he says the Rambam means that it would come together, yes, we machne. That's not being a marif about it. It means if it comes together, you'll be machne.
He's not allowed to argue on the Gemara, though. It's pretty clear. It's not like it's, you know, there's
a... The Gemara doesn't actually speak out in the first. The Gemara doesn't speak out in the first. The Gemara doesn't have a shnei shvilim and give them this to think to. Does it mean in all the protim? What does it mean? That you can be makeup just like by shnei shvilim, you could be makeup. So that's the shayla. So, in the... Again, the Rambam doesn't say a word about it. The Chorei Masha, you can always be made from. Somebody spoke this out before.
So, do we hold like the Rambam in this case, or is there a Maslokas?
So, give me a second. So I can't find them now. I'm pretty sure I saw somebody speak up that the Rambam that you can be makel even the Gabbadis. Even the Gabbadis. Well, I can't do it. Ben Amelia is saying all of that. Ben Amelia says even the Rambam agrees you can't be makel. We just right there. Yeah.
If Rambam says that you have to be Machmir under that case, why would he say that? When he wrote this, it was all meant to be that you don't need to look any further than it.
It
wasn't meant to have all these commentaries to it.
Oh, yeah, it's a case of mission. One time, sorry, British, I'm sure. Yeah. The case of mission is that Kim the Shnei Shvilim Kippur, Lish Vatachas, to name Anu Majabon, that is a Rim. So the Kesef Mishnah says, they tell us, the Rambam holds instance of Rabbanon, you can be Makel, even if they both come together. Even if they both come together, you can be Makel.
Really?
Yeah. Right, okay.
What about the table?
Huh?
Brachah on the tefillin.
Yeah, Brachah. That's why I didn't want to learn it. That's why when we learn Shem Shir, we learn that, not like that, we learn that even if the verbs come together, and that I'll definitely shape the whole that way. But the Rambam does. This is not the Rambam.
What else? Just the Rambam? Anyone else?
Do a search. So that's that case. Now what's the next case?
The Shulchan Aruch discussed
like
the Shulchan Aruch,
Muhammad actually holds
the
Rambam.
You can check.
Does it
speak at
all? Or does it
say
wet and
dark table?
No, it doesn't say.
He's saying, you know, this.
So why didn't
you
say that?
Because each case that we're talking about, I mean, speaking about table, you don't see it, it's the case.
Why didn't he write that both of you came together? Both of you come together, it's a different halacha.
That's the thing, that he meant this to be something that's needed for the commentary.
Right.
But it's supposed to be very clear.
So what he writes is what the halacha is. So,
right.
Yeah. So it seems
that should be it sounds like it's on all cases.
Yeah.
The case will come independent.
Yeah. Nachon. So the next case, two houses where we are holding. Two houses. Or you know which house it went into and you checked and you didn't find anything. He said you're okay. You don't need to do anything. Don't need to do another bedikah. So this is like Rambam, not like Emir. Come to Emir, it's not good enough. We still have to be concerned with Chometz. So we pass it under Rambam on this. Or what happens if you found a loaf of bread? She says, you don't need to check more. This is like, who's this opinion like? This is like Rebbe.
Rebbe,
right? It's Rebbe. It's like Rebbe. That if you went and you found a piece of bread, you could take on what you found is what you lost. Right? Which is like Rebbe.
Isn't it kolishikane? If the stock is I go in there and I don't find it, it's okay. All the more so if I find it, I don't have to look for it.
Oh, it's not kolishikane. If you went in and you didn't find anything, so I've searched properly, obviously it's gone. But if I went in and I found a piece of bread, so
this is your shop.
You haven't finished searching. Maybe it's somewhere else. So what's the last case? He had 9 tziburim. That's the last case and that's the easiest one. 9 tziburim, one of mat, and one of chometz, and one piece separated, that's called the porish, meruba porish, and then an achba took it into your house, everything's okay, because it's called the porish, meruba porish, and everything's, there was only mats are going into your house. In all those cases, you don't need to do another bdika, you can be completely mater. Okay, Alok Yud Beis. Let's do Alok Yud Beis. Alok Yud Beis. Yeah, and you had the one corner and you found another corner. Or you had 9 and you found 10. So that's the first case. The first case was a Shiloh off in the Gemara that you had on the base that was. There's machlokes between
Rabbanan and
Rabbanan
and
Rashba. Right, Rabbanan and Gamliel said, if you put it in one corner and you found another corner, you should know it's never lost. You just forgot. You put it somewhere else. And Rabbanan said, no, you have to worry. The whole piece came to me. And therefore you have to worry. There's the other chametz around. So he's saying, and here chametz is over to a mot is over to a chet, he paskins you can be made to. But you have to be machin. The chole ilum tzorach libdoi. You do have to check. So he's paskins like Rabbanan. He's passing you like a bomb on here. But you can't take on that what you, that you sound forgetful. No. You have to be concerned that the mess, this is not the original piece, but maybe there's another piece, maybe you have to keep checking. The other question is, how can it be? If you're all like Rebbe, how can that be? We all like Rebbe, I'm just told us all like Rebbe. That if you want, you find is what you lost. So what's the problem? So fine, I found it. Why do I need to check more?
It's nothing.
I put it in one corner, I found another corner. So why should I need to check more? What's going on here? There's still another. Now look, you'd allow if he clearly passed an Irevi against him, similar to me. If you lose a piece and you find it, you can be maker.
And in the Halacha of Beis, he says, if you left in one corner, you found another corner, then you have to check them.
Never lost
it. In swimming reels, you never lost it. Yeah, but he's about, we passed the line that says the Rambam, we passed the line that Rabbanon, he did lose it, but now you found it. So I've lost it, but now I've found it. So according to Rebbe, if you lose something and find, you can take on what you lost and what you found. So why according to Rebbe then, why the Rambam say, you passed them by Rebbe. So why the Rambam here saying, if you left in one corner, you find another corner, you've got a problem. What do you say? Problemo.
Does it make a difference? Here, the first case I saw the mouse walk in, and I walked in after the mouse, and I found a piece of bread. So I can be sure that was the one that was lost. This time I didn't see the culprit, and I don't know what happened here.
Even when I walk in and I find the loaf of bread, I don't know it's because of the mouse. I'm assuming the loaf of bread I find is the mouse. It's from the mouse. So what's going on? So Taita asks the question. Don't ask it on the Rambam, obviously. But Taita says that this case of Aniyah, Mazavazachar, is talking about when you don't know how many pieces were in the first piece. You don't have many pieces in the first corner, and now you find in the second corner, so you don't know if you found all the pieces. And there's definitely something lost, because I had piles of chametz there in one corner, and they're not there now. So there's definitely something lost.
So the numbers are wrong.
We don't know if the numbers are up. I don't know how much the numbers are.
So he doesn't know how many pieces were, but it's not as soon as one key card, now there's one key card.
You can't do that.
And that answers the question.
So now, since I know that whatever was in the corner is lost, and now I found something, Rebbe only said that if you lost one piece and you found one piece, you can take on it's okay. If you lost X amount of pieces and you find one piece, so Rebbe's not going to say it's okay. Because maybe there's more pieces and belted around the house. In order to resolve this difficulty from the Rambam, you'd add up to your base, we'll say what Taisa says on the Yudam and Beis. Taisa's asked, the Gemara's got Shaila, Nechaz Avadu, Matuz Avadu, Zacharis. What's it got? How's Rebbe understand? How's the fame with Rebbe? And Taisa's, we're talking about a case where you don't know how many pieces were in the first place. And you find in the second place, second corner, one piece, two pieces, we don't know if you found all the pieces that got lost. So I'm saying that's how the Rambam was down here as well. He just quotes the words of the Gemara. Rambam always just quotes the words of the Gemara. So whatever the Gemara meant, that's what it meant. Yeah. Yeah, so the Chayav Tzai Tesis.
What was the
thing
that we said
you asked him with the Rebbe before? If Achba took in one loaf of bread, and you find a loaf of bread, you can be maker. Now it's in the previous halacha, just halacha yidalef. So, has to fit in. So that's how halacha will see.
Okay.
Right. That means in the first halacha, which is just what he just said, or in a case where you left 9 and you found 10, then what? So you have to check.
Sorry.
So who's that like? If you find 9, if you left 9 and you find 10, who's that like?
Bon.
It's like a bomb. You have to check. Oh, he said, "Bomb."
Does he have to go first to Hashita? The question is based on the assumption that when Rambam is talking, he has to go either like this or like this. Like Rebbe like this.
No, it's a serious other one.
Why?
Because if called to Rebbe, if you lose one piece and you find the piece, it could be made.
Right.
So that's what happened here. I had the one corner. No, there were two Rambam. Halachi Yud Aleph is even if you don't recognize it. Halachi Yud Aleph was, Oisha Bodak Umotza Kiki. You found a loaf of bread, not that you found that Kikon. And Halacha Ches, he said you found that piece and you recognize that piece. Halachi Yud Aleph said, even if you didn't
find a particular one that you recognize. You found that up for bread.
What was the case exactly?
Have a look in the
Lachy
with Aleph.
Yeah.
Oish Bodak and Motzor Kika.
Yeah, I see that, but what was the case?
Yeah. You saw, yeah, yeah. And then you searched, then you found it up for bread.
No.
Don't say Oish Kika.
Oh,
so the Achrim speak out. The Muslim is saying the least chiddush, and now he's saying a bigger chiddush. The chiddush of Alok Yudalev is saying, the machleik is Rabbi Nehem Shimon Gamliel, we pass him like Rabbi, even if you don't recognize it. So the previous chiddush comes to a different point. The previous Alok and Alok Ches, he was coming to teach us that once you have a bias, and the Ches is kashrus, you don't need to be chiddush about other chomet coming from elsewhere. So if I know that the piece I found was the piece that got lost, you don't need to be chiddush for any other chomet. That's the chiddush of Halacha Ches. Halacha Yud Aleph is saying another chiddush. It's surfaces. What's the added chiddush? Now, even if I don't know it's that piece, I found a piece, Machleik Jebi Shimon Gamliel, we pass them like red. So, okay, next time tomorrow we'll finish off your base, your Gimel, your Dalev, and that's where we're going to have to. Three more offers.
But we can't do it. He passes a line at above. See, why is it cheetah in that he has to
Yeah.
You are like this. Not Sira. Yeah. He goes like already in this case because he holds that's my line at above. And he knows in the case of Zubis that that's my line at above and I pass him like this cheetah. Why does he have to go according to, when he asked him to try that, why does he have to go according to Rebbe? Why does he have to He goes into this, he decides to go again according to Rebbe, because that's what happened to him. So he goes like this, because that's what happened to him, according to Yeshiva.
I don't understand. Rebbe holds, if you lose a piece, and you find, you can be maker.
Yeah.
So if you put the chomets in one corner, you find it, find chomets in another corner.
Yeah.
So what happened to him? So, according to somebody moved it, so it got lost.
What?
So the Chomet got lost, right. And now I found it.
Right, you found it in a place that wasn't where you left.
Right, so it got lost. It got lost, and now it got found.
Yeah, the place where it wasn't missing.
Right.
So you know somebody came up with this equation, and there's a lot of to say it was announced.
Yeah, okay.
But she ain't saying, in the other case, you know it was announced. It wasn't in one specific
What's the difference if it's a mouse or someone else? What's the difference if it's a mouse or if it's someone else? If a mouse takes in a loaf of bread and I find a loaf of bread afterwards, I can take on that's the loaf of bread the mouse took in.
Yeah.
So if I put the piece of bread somewhere and it's not there anymore, it's gone lost. And now I find it on another window, so I can't be made of. Why not?
Because
I know. So I found it now. Why should I not be chishish more?
What?
Why should I be chishish more than what I did in the other case? If I see an apple taking a loaf of bread, then we find in another corner, we say it can be maker. Why? When I saw it, it was over here, now it's over there, so I can be maker. Yeah, say that. What you found is what was lost. Say the same thing. I put it over here. It's now over here. How did it get that? Now it's the first one to live. It's now over here, so why can't it be maker? Why find here? It's what it was. Yeah, tell me why. Okay? So tell me, speak out your form. Why is it? So that's the cash on this round. And we set up a few cases. Okay, we'll continue with the Shem tomorrow. Yes, the Shem. So, that's all.